You're listening to episode 67.
Welcome to Behind the Brand, a podcast dedicated to strategically building your online business. Here we go behind the scenes and share stories and strategies that can help you build your own dream business that supports your own dream life. I'm your host, Kelsey Kerslake, and I'm the CEO of Pinegate Road, a branding and web design agency for online businesses and influencers. We create online presences that aren't just pretty, they're powerful. To learn more about working with Pinegate Road, head to pinegateroad.com and schedule a free consult call. Now on to the show.
Hey guys, welcome to the show. I have a topic that is pretty near and dear to my heart that I wanted to share with you today. And I know that this might seem like something like, a lot of people are talking about this, but I want to talk about it in a way that, and how it affected my 2017. So what I want to talk to you about is meditation, or just, I would say, like, getting more intuitive with your business. And we did the episode with Liz White earlier on in season 3 here. So if you're wanting to dive deep into kind of like building an intuitive business, her episode will be awesome to listen to. But I just want to just briefly talk about my experience integrating meditation, breath work, some of these intuitive practices into my own business and how that has really changed my entire year and business moving forward. And it seems silly because when I started it, I was like, okay, this is just going to help with my anxiety. I'm going to start meditating. We'll just see what happens. And it's amazing to see the huge changes that have happened in my brain, my mindset, and my business over this entire year of practicing it daily. That might seem crazy, and I've missed days, of course, but I would say, 5 to 6 out of the 7 days each week, I do a 20-minute meditation in the morning. And I started this, I think I started this in October of 2016. Was that 2016? 2017, sorry. So we just finished up to all of 2018. So I've been doing it probably for a little, a year and a couple months here pretty regularly. And the changes that have happened in my business, like obviously meditation is not the only thing that has helped my business grow. But my level-headedness when it comes to my business it's been insane. And I think that a lot of the decisions I've been making have come from this like deep knowing, this intuitive guidance, and a feeling of, yes, this is the right choice. And this is how I want to be moving forward. And I think that meditation really has helped me gain that perspective and that space in order to make decisions for my business and for my life that are really in alignment. Because when we don't meditate, or we don't have that practice of kind of like taking that deep breath, taking that step back, and putting some space between our decisions and what we want, then we kind of just go into things like, yep, no, like I'm going to jump into this or that. And, or we can get scared and not necessarily move forward in anything and kind of get stuck. And what meditation has done is really helped me practice that space, like giving every decision and every situation a little bit of white space and a little bit of buffer room. So for example, I would say, probably like a year and a half ago plus, I would get client emails and they'd want something immediately and it would be really stressful, or there'd be, kind of an awkward conversation that I'd have to have with somebody. And these things would really stress me out. Or like maybe we didn't deliver up to client expectations 100%. And I like just would get so internally devastated that like I wasn't perfect in my business or delivering something that wasn't perfect. I hope we deliver pretty near perfect things, but it's not always right the first time. And, you go back and you make it right eventually, but I would get so upset that I wouldn't get everything 100% and perfect, like right away, or that an issue would pop up, etc. So I would just kind of like immediately respond to that stimuli, whatever that was. And I would get so much anxiety around that. I would just kind of freak out that I was not doing the perfect thing, that somebody was mad at me potentially, or that it was going to ruin my business. I totally went in these like shame spirals all the time. And I think that this isn't something I've really talked about, but I'm totally cool to talk about it. a lot of my close friends and my team know this because I'll like have, you know, in the past, I would just like get some of these situations that would pop up and I would just go cry, like in a corner, on my couch, in my bed. And that was my reaction to so many situations when it came to business building, which like I'm looking back on it and I'm like, wow, I'm so glad I cry like 1% of the amount that I used to. And that is a huge win for me. And as I look back, like Pinegate Road had an awesome year in 2018, but what I'm most proud of is the ability that my mind has been able to create this white space around potentially stressful situations. And the calmness that I have felt in my business and the decisions I'm making has been like, it's just been insane. And I think it all spurred from starting this meditative practice. And this was not something that I knew going into meditation. I knew that it helped with anxiety. I knew it would give me some of those calm moments, but I didn't know the depth that it would affect my business. So it's just kind of crazy. So what I think it does is it really, if you ever have one of those stressful situations, it kind of helps you put it into a bubble. It like bubble wraps the situation so that you can slowly start unraveling the pieces of bubble wrap and like explore the tricky situation before you immediately react. And like, I feel like before it was like that whole tricky situation was just being thrown in my face like a water balloon and exploding all over me. And what meditation did is it bubble wrapped that situation and allowed me to explore curiously anything that was going on in my life or business. So that reactivity point has, I'm sure I react to some things pretty immediately, but I mean, 99% of the time I'm taking in what's happening, having some space to be like, what is happening here? How do I choose to react to this situation? Because the only choice we ever have when a situation presents itself is to how we react to that situation. We can't change the situation. And meditation has seriously helped me react to those situations in much more calmness, much more stability. I've been able to look to, you know, I'm kind of able to see like, what would reacting in this way do? What would responding in this other way do? And how is that going to affect my life? How is that going to affect my business? How is it going to affect other people involved with this situation? And before I respond, I'm able to think those things through, even if it's something in person. Maybe I'm having a conversation with somebody. And I think before I would just kind of like brain word vomit any response out, and it was, you know, I'd have like just a lot of ups and downs. And now I'm able to take that second, take that pause, and really kind of think through how I want to respond to situations because I've had that practice through meditation. So that has been my huge win for 2018. Like, I am so, so excited about the secret gift that meditation gave to me in my life, and I feel just so much more calm in every situation because of that. And I'm just really thankful for it. So I do want to talk a little bit more like there's many kinds of meditation and I've been working through, I would say like two different kinds of them. So the first thing is I do use this app. It's called Rituals. It's actually a beauty app. I downloaded it on my iPhone and they have all of their beauty products, but they weirdly also have this little icon like at the bottom and it says meditation. I do the 20-minute meditation. I'm going to log in here right now and just like see what it even says. So I open it up. At the bottom, it says meditate. I go to meditation and then I do the relax your mind. So I'm going to press this and I do the 20-minute one, but there's a 5, 10, 15, and 20-minute. So depending on how much time you have, sometimes, you know, I only have time for 10 minutes. It's like the middle of the day. But most days I like to wake up and do the 20-minute. So here is a little preview on how it starts.
Welcome to this guided meditation on relaxing the mind. This practice will help calm and settle your mind by using the natural act of breathing as a gentle focus. So as we begin, just find a nice comfortable seat. This could be a chair or on the floor. But take your time. Come to a seated position.
So that is the intro to this. I've literally listened to the same one every single morning for over a year. I love this one because it's guided enough, but it's not so guided that you get bored with it every single morning. It's like the most neutral meditation I've ever listened to. And that's why I love it, because I just can rely on it. I know it's there. I know it works. It works for me. You can use your opinion if that works for you. So that is my like one big suggestion on the one, if you want to do just one meditation every single morning to get you going. Another thing that I have been doing is also starting in 2017, I started working with my friend Amy Koretsky, and she is an acupuncturist out of Minneapolis, but she does breath work virtually. So breath work is, I mean, I could go on forever about this, but it's a way to tap into your intuition and to kind of get some of these deeper answers with inside yourself that takes you away from the thinking, like your busy mind. So it's this three-step breath, and you do it, and it almost creates this incredible buzz throughout your entire body. And you kind of get so, you just get out of your mind and you totally become like inside your body. And I'm probably not explaining this correctly. It lets you get out of your head. And then at the end, she has you kind of just like sit there and pause and like let, you know, just intuition and the universe and whatever divine intervention come to you, and kind of like, you just get that, the essence of what you really need and want in that moment without your busy mind getting in the way. And it's an incredible experience. I started doing that with her in 2017. We did a program where I'd work with her every other week. I did that up until last summer, and then I took a little bit of a break. I did some one-off sessions with her, and now I'm part of her new group, and we're meeting once a month with a group coaching program, and we're like all virtually meeting on Zoom and doing this breath work together. It's a really, really cool experience. So if you are interested in going even deeper, maybe working through some like bigger blocks. I think meditation is great for like a daily practice, but the breath work is great at like really moving some of the bigger things out of your body. Like I had a lot of, just eating issues and things like that, that like the breath work has helped me personally deal with in a bigger, better way. And if you're looking for an answer for something and you're just kind of wanting like your own intuition to guide you towards something, the breath work might be a really great way to kind of tap into what your answer would be for you without any outside influence, without any anxieties getting in the way, things like that. So breath work is awesome. I don't think Amy is doing it like with anybody one-on-one, like you would have had to do her program. So I highly recommend reaching out to anybody else that could do breath work with you. So yeah, basically those are my two ways that I tap into my intuition. That's helped me really like just get some awesome answers in my life and approach my business and life with more calm overall. One last weird thing is that, like, I just have to share, this is like a weird little ritual I do, before sales calls. Sometimes I probably should do it all the time, and I'm bringing up another thing that like could be its whole own episode, but it's talking about crystals and their power to tap into your intuition. And I don't know if like I feel the energy of the crystals and all of that, but there's something about doing this practice that helps me get into a calm space before a sales call that makes me feel really good. So I actually get out two citrine stones. I ordered some on Amazon, actually. I think I got a pound of citrine for like $4, something like that. Anyway, citrine is all about manifestation. And I hold one in each of my palms, and then I do that, like, I open my arms up really wide and open up my chest, and then I close my eyes and I hold the stones in my hand, and I do at least three deep breaths and just get to a state of calm. And I know, guys, like, you're really just like, Kelsey's being such a weirdo, but it just helps me feel in the essence of abundance, in the essence of manifestation, and calmness so that I'm going into some of these sales situations just like trying to help that other person through whatever they're working through instead of coming from a place of like, I need to make money for my business. And it's just this nice, like, it calms everything down. It sets a tone for a really great conversation of abundance. And I love how that makes me feel. So that's another little thing that I do. I know my project manager, Megan, or you've listened to her on the show if you've listened to this at all. She does it too now. And I'm like, here's your citrine stones. Just hold them in your hands. Get on the sales call. And like, she'll always talk to me and be like, do you have your citrine? Like, if you've not been doing that, you need to, because you know it helps you go into these situations like so much more nicely. And I'm like, yeah, I forgot last time. I need to get my stones out again. So that's just another weird little habit that I have with this. All right, so if you have any comments, questions, want to talk about meditation, business, getting more intuitive answers or feelings in your business, I would love to chat with you on Instagram. You can reach out at Pinegate Road and just send me a DM or a comment on a post. I would love to hear from you and hear about like what your practices are, if you've had a great experience meditating and how it's affected your business or your life if you've been doing it consistently. I think it's so important and so fun to hear about how it's affecting others as well. So thank you so much for sharing, and I hope you have an amazing day. I'll talk to you next week. Hey guys, I'm here to chat about an online system that I can't get enough of. I'm sure you hear from a lot of online business owners who've been scaling their businesses and about how having systems in place that work for them have been essential for their growth. Putting systems in place might be getting solid processes down, or it can be using a program like Seva to run your email marketing. When it comes to growing my business, the more intuitive something is, the better. Seva, which was formerly ConvertKit, is by far the most intuitive and easy to use program that I have ever used when it comes to growing your email list. They have easy pop-ups you can use on your website, forms that send out free downloads for content upgrades on your blog posts, and 24-hour help if you ever run into a snag. They have amazing customer service and have even helped us custom code some beautiful forms for our clients with no extra charge. I love that they're able to do that, and it's always so helpful. We use Seva here at Pinegate Road and always recommend them to our clients. If you're saying yes, please, to an intuitive system for email marketing, head to pinegateroad.com/email to grab a free 30 days to start growing your email list and upping your marketing game. Thank you so much to our sponsors for making this show possible. And thanks to you for taking the time to spend some time with me here today. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor or catching up on past episodes, head to pinegateroad.com/podcast to learn more. Sending lots of love, and remember, you've got this. See you next week.